love me, yeah they love me. First love yourself. For that, and God we trust. Trust me, I don't trust myself. Your jewelry, I get it too. No.
Welcome back to It Is What It Is. This episode is sponsored by Underdog Fantasy. The app is an easy way to make some cash just by making picks on your favorite players. Underdog is available in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and New York, just to name a few. Make sure to support the show by hitting the link in the bio and downloading the Underdog Fantasy app. They'll also match your first deposit up to $100, and you get a special pick when you sign up. I'm Treasure Wilson, a.k.a. Stat Baby, along with your hosts, Mace and Cam.
Killer, what's good, man?
What up, man?
Chilling, man.
How you? You all right?
Yeah,
what's
man.
What's going on? I see you back in studio, man.
Yeah. You know, had to come back to the town.
Yeah, you know, I was hearing you talk before we got on the show. People don't like when we on the Zoom, you right, man. But they ought to realize we got some personal and some business going on.
If we
not in studio, believe me, it's not because of lack of not wanting to be there. Or
yeah.
Laziness or anything of that nature. You know, some things that get explained later, some things is just business. So
yeah, that and that's
just to
good
the fans out there. Don't,
yeah, that's good for people yeah. to know, because they think we got so rich that we don't show up to do it. They said them niggas getting too much money.
Yeah, the thing about it is that we had too much before we started. And there's never no such thing as too much money. I heard a nigga say, yo, I got too many shoes. I got too much clothes. You ever heard a nigga say, I got too much money?
Nah. I did hear a nigga say he got too many shoes, but not too much money.
I got too much this, too much that. You don't never hear that one, man.
Okay, well, we got to discuss Ja Morant. A Tennessee judge ruled that he acted in self-defense in an altercation where he punched a teenager. What did you guys think of that decision that was made?
So Ja won the case. That's good news, killer. Ja is not as violent as y'all trying to make Ja out to be. What do you think, killer? Oh, my goodness.
Look, bro. I don't make the rules in the justice system, but I'll say this: once you're innocent, you're innocent. You know, that's just that in several different walks of life, not just pertaining to Ja Morant. You know, but it's about public perception as well, because it's a lot of times, you know, one of our football analysts murdered. This man has been acquitted. 30 years ago, some people look at him a certain way, but he's been acquitted.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So when you're acquitted, you're acquitted. We did not make the justice system up. So when somebody, you know, when it works for, and I won't get too deep in it, of course, but it's one of them situations, and I'm not talking about either side. When it works for your race, it seems like the justice system is good. When you're not in that, when you're on the other side of the race, you seem like niggas is getting over. So that's all I really got to
say
about it.
That's a great way to put it, Cam, because when somebody non-black gets acquitted, they just say, well, he wasn't convicted, Mace, and they want us to accept that. But then when there's somebody black, you're like, oh, but we know he did it. All right, so apply that same.
That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, apply that same kind of scrutiny to what you're doing now. And I look at this situation with Ja Morant, because I don't even have to ask you, but I'll ask you because we're on the air. Because we know what both of us would do. If somebody takes the ball and we're just checking the ball, like, you know, check up, you know, in a game, and somebody take the ball back and throw it at your face. What was he supposed to do? They're not playing for bunks, balls, right? So if he throw the ball and it hit him in the face, his next response is going to be a punch. That's self-defense. And I think the court saw it that way. They saw it like, even though you're trying to base this whole narrative about who he is, with that action alone, isolated, if somebody throw the ball in your face like a baseball-style pass, then that's why he responded that way. And he wasn't going to change that because the guy was 17 years old. He should know better than to do that. Now he's 18 years old, but he found out. You know, they have that that chart. The more you mess around, the more you're going to find out.
According to the course, he found out. And I'm not saying that John Moran is the same size or the same weight or anything else. But kids are strong. We seen when a teenager had a fight with Cat Williams. Seemed like he kind of won. You know what I'm saying? You can't underestimate, you can't underestimate these kids' strength, power. Now, I'm not saying go rag a 9 or 10, 11-year-old out. Once you're over 15, 16, you know what you're doing. So, congratulations to Ja and winning the case. And that's one of them situations where you can take this off my jacket right now because, you know, a lot of shit is pinned to his jacket.
Yeah.
As far as off the court activity. So this is one thing you could take off his jacket. So I'm happy for him.
Yeah, it seemed like them guys in Carolina is standing on business. So if you want to have an issue, don't do it with them guys from Carolina. Now we see Cam Newton. We see Ja Morant. These North Carolina is not a good place to do this.
It's what it is.
It's a North Carolina thing. Or it's a Carolina.
I thought Ja from South Carolina. I thought Cam was from Atlanta.
Yeah, he's from Atlanta, but he played for the Panthers. So I was grouping them in there with them. Pause.
I got you.
Okay, and then other news: Isaiah Thomas got signed to the Suns for the rest of this season. What do you guys think about his addition to the team?
I'm happy. I called this. I did call this. I'm happy for him. But for that amount of money, we could have signed Isaiah Thomas. I could have signed Isaiah Thomas. I'm starting my NBA team. This how much we got to pay?
How much they paid him, I don't know.
$110,000 guaranteed.
Yeah, I don't know the taxes in Phoenix or anything like that, but I guess they figure that shit is really almost, we don't really even know how long Phoenix got. Playing the way they playing. They lost last night to the Clippers. These niggas is a game or two from going home, which was preposterous at the beginning of the season, looking at the roster. And for them to be in the position that they are right now, Paws, it's crazy. So you definitely called this. I definitely did not call this. I didn't see this coming, Paws. But that doesn't mean I'm not happy for Isaiah Thomas getting the job. To me, this isn't about Isaiah Thomas. It's more about where the Phoenix Suns organization is mentally right now, as far as their roster is concerned. You know, to bring Isaiah in this late in the season, you barely give him any minutes. To me, this seems like it's beef between general management, which acquires the players, and the coach, because the coach hasn't been getting them into a rotation at all. The coach may not be 100% with this. And the general manager's like, we'll make it work. But it's still up to the coach to make it work. To me, it seems like it's dysfunction. You know, it's a new coach. A new owner. A lot of people don't know that because they didn't do it like homeboy from the Clippers. Well, it was ostracized. It was real loud when he said the racial shit about Magic Johnson. Mm-hmm. And everybody knew he got kicked out. For a lot of people that don't know, the owner from the Phoenix Suns said some racial shit on email. He got caught about it, and Adam Silver gave him a certain amount of time to sell the team and get out of the business. It wasn't really that loud. So it's a fairly new owner. I believe he's had a team a little over a year now, a new coach, getting things in order. And right now, I just don't like where they're at chemistry. Well, I don't want to say mentally because I don't really know. I'm not going to put it that they're not mentally there together. But chemistry-wise, it seems like everybody's not on the same page, not just on the court, off the court as well. But I am happy for Isaiah Thomas. Congratulations.
Okay. Okay, and then a little side note. So the search for who leaked the Draymond and Jordan Poole footage is still ongoing, and the Warriors still never found out who leaked it. So what do you guys think about the continued search? And then do you have a set in stone answer of who you think leaked that footage based off of just what you guys think may have happened?
They said they never found the guy?
Yeah.
You know, when they never really found, it's, I think the same thing in hip hop. Like, I don't want to say it on the show, but when you don't ever find the guy, it's because you're the guy. It's that simple. It's like, why we never find a person if you know so much about the situation, right? It makes no sense that we're sitting here talking about who had the tape, who made the tape. If you're running that kind of organization, you really want me to believe that a tape of somebody get leaks that two of your star players are in and nobody can find out who that person is? Number one, it would be like a video coming up about you and you were there. You remember who was there. You know, in order to get pause that angle of footage, where it was coming from, right? So if I'm used to that gym and I can look at the angle, I know it came from over here. And then I can see if that's the trainer. I would know if that's the team guy. Whoever it is, it would be obvious to me where that tape came from. And let's say you got multiples of people who are filming. There's only one person that's normally responsible for it, and everybody works under that person. So somebody is on the hanger for this. So to act like we don't know who it's come from, especially when it caused such a debacle with that great organization, I don't buy it at all. I'm not gonna buy it. And there's nothing gonna change about me in buying that for a long time. I know it came from within. We know it came from the team. And they're lying to themselves, because I'm not even gonna participate in that foolishness. I know it came from the team, and they know who it came from. I don't like when people do stuff like that.
Yeah, to me, it's more like Mason summed that up very well. I don't really have any more to add to that, but as far as for me, it's more like, why is niggas still looking for the tape? To me, it's like pouring alcohol on an open wound. Like, okay, you found the tape. We found out who did it. What's going to happen? Jordan Poole going to run down on them? Draymond Dean going to run down on them? Like, I don't understand why the search is still going on. Like, it isn't a body. It isn't the first 48. It isn't one of them situations where once you find a person, something physically is going to happen to them that I'm aware of, that I think, in my opinion, I can't say it is or isn't, but I don't think anything physically, any physical harm's coming their way. What are we looking for the tape for? I don't get it.
They're basically saying they got a mole, and they're saying they got a mole in their camp. That's what they're basically trying to say.
Yeah, but the thing about it is this, is what you kind of just said. If nobody wants to tell them who the mole is, everybody got to go. That's not important. Concession, popcorn. That's how you find out if you really want to find out. You start bleeding niggas out. You start putting everybody's job at risk.
That was crazy.
You start fucking with people.
Bleeding niggas out is crazy. I don't know if I've ever heard anything that crazy.
Yo, Stat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stat. Yes.
Stat. One of Mace's favorite. Let me ask you a question.
Was that crazy or not? Stat, before he moves on.
I think that's reaching. Go ahead.
Bleed a nigga out is crazy.
That's crazy. That's reaching. That's Patrick Beverly.
Right
now. What is bleed a nigga out? You want some other shit. I don't know what you're buying at.
That sounded crazy.
Nah,
you said we're going to start bleeding niggas out.
Yeah. Maybe you don't know what I mean, but I'm pretty sure I don't know what I have to do with anything for. So I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out. Nick, that. I think you're the only one laughing
Nick.
At that one, Mace.
No, look at Nick.
You got no friends.
Look at Nick. Nick is going crazy.
Put it on Nick. Nick, bleed niggas out.
Yeah. Just go ahead, killer. You know. For those who are watching, that's Nick good. Said no. Nick says yeah, a no-go. Man. For yeah, those who are watching,
yeah,
right now, I want you to comment right now in the comments, was that crazy? And then we'll come back tomorrow and let you know what they said. Go ahead.
Sat. No, we could do it live right now while we on the show. While the show's playing right now, we can go in the comments. They'll comment while the show is on.
All right.
Now, let me ask you this, Stat and Nick, since Mace is saying that's crazy. I've been doing my best, of course. One of Mace's most famous lines ever in rap history, and it's a famous line amongst mad rappers. Nigga Mace said, I don't know if y'all see my nigga out there, if he's even there today, but my nigga Kuda, you know, that's our nigga. Mace said, Kuda schooled me to the game. Now I know my duty. Stay low, stay glow, blow like Hootie. What? Blow like Hootie? And what did Kuda school you to? Kuda school you to the game. Now you know your duty. Blow like Hootie. Is that crazy, Stat? Is that crazy?
It sounds crazy, but... I feel like that can get a little past who.
Nick, blow like Hootie? Yo, Kuda school me to the game, now know my duty. Blow like Hootie. Here you go, look at him scrolling.
You feeling devilish.
I'm gonna be the bigger person. I got six, seven rounds. That song is crazy. Who hot? Who not? Tell me who rock? Who sold on the stores? Who dropped the blue drop? Nigga, dry. You going crazy on that joint? You going crazy towards the end of the verse? You going wild, nigga? That bounce was wild. You was bouncing, nigga. Tell me who rocked the blue drop. You folks got rocked. You folks see dosy down to the two side. Same old pimp. May say nothing changed by my lip. Same thing. You was going to a nigga said, cool to Scooby to the game.
That's it. All I get a pass.
Because it's a good song. Like.
That's all I get a pass.
Nigga, that song,
she Jacksonville
that song
now.
Fire, nigga.
Yeah.
She Jacksonville.
Imagine, man, now I'm Jacksonville.
She Jacksonville. She back. She back on the team now.
Murder was going crazy. Yo, Murder, you brought it up a little while ago. Let me ask you something, man.
Yeah.
Before I wrap up my point on this question, before I forget. The whole Boonks movement was pause, right?
We didn't know, right? That was crazy. Yeah. That was definitely crazy.
Yeah, Boonks was wild, bro. Boonks was like, wow, my nigga.
Yeah, so to think he threw the ball pause at his face like that is crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Boonks was just, I'm sitting back thinking about Boonks pause, like that shit was the biggest pause ever. Anyway, my bad, sorry about this. Bleed niggas out pause, just in case for Mace pause. When I say that, I was trying to say realistically that what happens is this, pause again, when you put the squeeze on people, when you put the squeeze on a nigga who mopped the floors, who needs that job, when you put the squeeze on a nigga who works the soda stand, who ain't even near that early for practice, when you put the squeeze on somebody who may clean the arena, that everybody's job is at stake, they gonna step to the nigga and say, you gotta say something. Now we risking our jobs. We ain't even have nothing to do with this. Or I'm telling. If you start threatening other people like that level, the same job level or lower, you'll get an answer. Me personally, I don't really care who put the tape out anymore. Niggas done got traded. New players done came in. Contracts is up. All type of other shit happened. Now, don't get it fucked up. Mace made a great point. It was very, very big and devious what happened putting that tape out. And it fucked up a lot of chemistry that they may have had, whether they liked each other or not, but playing-wise on the team. I think that situation personally could have got fixed if that tape never got out.
Yeah,
I'm not saying Jordan Poole is one of them niggas that is just going to let a nigga punch him in his face and go to work every day. I don't know him that well. But the embarrassment of the tape getting out escalated that situation. And that way, when they come now, it's just like you got to deal with it. Think about this. We are literally 3 games away from the playoffs starting on next week. I believe Sunday's the last day of the regular season. And we're talking about we're looking for the nigga
who had the tape.
Took the tape out. Yeah, this is the season is almost over, and this is still a topic. Bleed niggas out, pause.
Yeah, I think when it comes to this tape, is like a relationship. When if somebody go through something but the public don't know about it, it makes it easier to recover, like you said. But once that tape is out, it's a whole different situation because you got to answer things to the public that you didn't have to answer. And it broke a lot of trust on this team. That's really what it did, because if you don't locate where that came from, it's broken trust, and you never win with broken trust on a team.
Just out of curiosity, do you guys feel like things went downhill since that tape was leaked for the Warriors?
Yeah, that's what I'm basically saying.
Yeah.
Everything is went on a constant decline for that team because now Jordan Poole got to prove he's a tough guy. Draymond Green had to prove that he's not a problem. And think of how much wrong came out of Draymond pause after that, right? Now we got this whole super tough Draymond. Not that he wasn't a tough player or a great player, but all of the headlocks, all of that has been a constant thing that happened after that one incident. Right. And Jordan Poole hasn't been the same since,
yeah,
right?
He hasn't.
Constant decline. What you think, Killer?
You asked about if it's a decline for the Warriors or just everybody's staff. I'm just making sure I answer
the Warriors as a whole, like ever since that tape leaked. Do you feel like it's just been a constant decline?
So, Mace, why are you talking about Jordan Poole?
Because at that time, he was a part of that team. So, I'm even showing how it lingered on. Even he's in the Wizards now. He still ain't been balling since that tape, you know? It's not like he went and got a fresh start and started balling again. That tape, until he do something, that tape is still over his head. Pause.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Warriors are held to high expectations, so it's going to look like it's a decline, and we're expecting them to be top 5 every year in the Western Conference just because of their status. But to me personally, I'm trying to think how to put it without trying to say it didn't hurt them, because it definitely did. They had good chemistry with Jordan Poole. But a lot is expected from the Golden State Warriors. And when they have an off season, we're all, myself included, is wondering, yo, niggas got to trade Clay. Yo, Draymond might be moving. Steph can't take it anymore. Yo, this is fucked up, yada, 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 yada. And they're still in the playing in a bad season. And We act like they've been on such a decline forever. They won the championship the year before last.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, Jordan Poole was a big part of winning that championship. But what that tells you is if Klay gets himself together like he's been balling the last week or so, they're another young piece away from being right where they're at. Because Draymond and Steph, when Draymond's available, and Steph is still doing what they're doing, the lack is Jordan Poole not being there to come off the bench and Klay Thompson not playing like Klay Thompson. But it isn't like the Warriors haven't won a championship in 15 years and you got to break this team up. And look, I'm included in that. I'm included in that. Yo, Clay might got to go to New York. Clay might got to go to Orlando. I've been saying it along with Murder, and not just me and Murder. A lot of people are saying that. But goddamn, could they get one or two more years? And they're like, nah, this Golden State, we can't wait two more years. We need to know what's going on now. And what happens is, sometimes you sit there and divide a team up or trade somebody somewhere else or let players go, and it's just a bad season. And you may come back next season to rejuvenate yourself, and then what happens is you don't have them same pieces together, and now you're worse off than you was the year before. Now instead of 10th place, you're in 13th place for trying to bust a move to do something real quick. Me personally, I've been thinking about this because, like I said, I've been on that boat. Clay ain't been playing good. Pause. Chris Paul ain't a great addition. And to me, it's looking like the way the Warriors are playing in the last week and week and a half, even with Chris Paul off the bench, Chris Paul's almost ending games now. You know, he gets in the middle or end of the third quarter, and he's playing the rest of the game, giving stuff a rest off the bench, so on and so forth. I know we're going to talk about the game later between them and the Lakers, but I'm not ready to break this team up this year like everybody else is. If they didn't win a championship in 4 or 5 years or something like that, sorry, Murder, maybe, but goddamn, they just won the year before last. When did the Lakers win last? Are you ready to get, and you know, and people talk about it, but they're not as quick to talk about getting rid of Anthony Davis as quick as they talk about getting rid of Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. They actually just gave Anthony Davis a contract extension earlier this season. So it's like, bro, the Warriors won more recently than the Lakers did. Why everybody want to move them so quick? Sorry, Murder, you want to ask me something?
Yeah, I was going to speak to you and Stat as GMs. Like, if you're a GM, how much longer do you give this? If they don't, let's say they don't make the playoffs this year, how much more time do you give them? Because, and the reason why I'm asking this is because if you wait another year, let's say Denver wins two, there's a new dynasty on that side of that side of basketball. So how long do you give it? A year, 2 years? How many?
Well, I would say maybe even a year.
Me personally.
Me personally.
My bad, Stat. You could go ahead. I didn't hear you.
No, I was just saying, I wouldn't give them that long because I just don't feel like we have time to be wasted. It's either we're seeing how the results are playing out right now. If we don't see some major changes, then it's time to break things up. Like, the players are only getting older, so it's something that I would worry about, because it's not like we have a super, super young team on the Warriors. So if it were me, I'd be like, look, we're going to give it about a year. If things don't start to change, we gotta call it clips. But Cam, what do you think?
His status from Jacksonville. I like that.
Today I'm from Jacksonville. Got Jack's energy today.
I would probably give it the most one more year, because Stat made a great point. Everybody is getting older. It's not like they're in their 20s. Everybody, all the prime players are in their 30s. But I would definitely give it one more year. The problem is that Klay's contract is up, and Klay is going to want a decent contract. And, you know, I already know he expressed taking less money to stay with the Warriors, but it needs to be significant for Klay. At the end of the day, like Stat said, he's getting younger. If he doesn't sign a long-term deal, or rather if he does, this could potentially be Klay's last contract, depending on how better he gets. If he signs a 4 or 5 year deal, then Klay is 33, he'll be 37, 38 years old. So I would definitely give it one more year, but as far as the Denver Nuggets, for me personally, the opinion varies. For me to be a dynasty, you got to win at least three. And the Denver Nuggets, to me, 100% on that, on the way to doing that. We don't see the dominance that they're showing. When the Joker wants to do what he wants, when Jamal Murray's healthy, and this is all dependent on a healthy Denver Nuggets, not Jamal Murray being hurt like he's been hurt the last month or two.
Yeah.
But they're on their way.
Oh, yeah.
At least a year, me personally. But I'm just saying, in general, yeah, it's time to, people may say, yo, it's time to figure it out and cut the team off or whatever Stat just said to that nature. I get what she's saying, and I kind of agree with her as well. How long would you give him, Mace?
I would give them actually one more season, but that would be the max, because realistically, I think in good favor you do this deal for Klay Thompson just because of the history. Right now, to me as a GM, I want that history of knowing that I did play as well. So I would give him I would try to get him as close as possible to what he's looking for the morale of the team. But when I think of OKC, not just Denver, OKC we're looking at, and we're looking at a very young Minnesota team. So the West is on the rise for teams that shows that they could probably be dominant in the future. And I don't want to be that far behind, because LA is a great place to go. So they will have a great time rebuilding. But then right after LA is Golden State. And I wouldn't want to go from being at the top of the hill to being like the top five teams. I wouldn't want to do that with Golden State, because they can get ahead of this curve pause by figuring out who they would trade. But that would be another question. If it comes down to who you got to move first, who would you move first? Would it be Draymond or would it be Klay? That's a whole – we probably have to deal with that tomorrow. That's another good question.
Yeah, that's a great point. Not to mention we can't forget about Memphis when Ja comes back.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I didn't even think about Ja. You're absolutely right. When Ja gets back, that's another team out West. And the West is getting younger, pause, and stronger.
Yeah. The reason I'm bringing it up is because, you know, at this very moment, and we don't know because the playing is coming in and the playoffs, we still have yet to determine. But at the beginning, and I don't remember what Mace picked, but I was like, I'm not sure if Denver is going to be able to even beat Phoenix, because Phoenix was looking good on paper before the season started. Like, oh, nah, niggas going to throw Bradley Beal with KD and D-Brook already. This look crazy, nigga. Then they got Eric Gordon. Then they got the white boy from Milwaukee. It was like, oh, nah. But then it's not working. Then they was better last season. Yeah. At least in the regular season, than they were this season. So I'm totally agreeing with you guys, but I'm just saying, sometimes it's going to get trades and players that's free agents. On paper, it looks good, but it has to equal out on the floor.
Yeah, and this, you make an excellent point, because when it comes to Phoenix, I think we all have Phoenix at the top of the West. Like, you can't go against them with Bradley Beal. And the same thing, man. You can always pinpoint it back to one play. And I think the play was when who was that? With the cornrows from the Clippers.
What team you talking about? Kawhi Leonard? Kawhi Leonard?
No. When Harden whispered to his girl. That was the play. I still remember that as the play. That was the turning point for the Suns. They never been the same since then.
Okay, y'all. So we're going to go to break, and when we return, we will discuss the Bucks versus Celtics game. Don't go anywhere.
She called us thinking about us toxic. 4 years and counting. Got you feeling like an option. Maybe I'm my own problem, babe. She tired of hearing, I don't know. What's happening to me won't fall, oh. Dealing with this thing called trust. But she really thinking about she it. She wanna be free. Why am I in this woman? She wanna be free. Walk away. I wish somebody told me the rules. Disagreements let her win, then it's cool. Even when I'm right to say.
Welcome back. Now let's get into our Underdog Fantasy picks of the day. Tonight, the Hawks will play the Hornets. Underdog Fantasy has Miles Bridges at 22.5 points. Some higher or lower, Mace?
Lower.
I'm going to go higher.
Okay. Brandon Miller's at 18.5 points. Do you have him higher or lower, Cam?
Lower.
Higher.
Okay, and Jalen Johnson is at 8.5 rebounds. Do you have him higher or lower, Mace?
Who?
Jalen Johnson, Hawks.
I don't know. I'm going to go lower.
Okay.
Lower as well.
Okay, download the Underdog Fantasy app and you can make your picks too. So I know you were having a discussion off camera that I thought was very interesting. What would you like to share?
Who is Johnson before? So we clear
he's
that
on
up.
The Hawks.
Is he good?
Yeah, I mean he's younger, so like that might be why not. But yeah, I think he's good.
All right, shout out to Johnson. Definitely a good addition to them. I'm not hating on him.
Yeah,
I just don't know him, so that's why I went. Okay, so yeah, Killa and I was talking about the Suns, and I was thinking about this. I still remember that moment. Like I'm not blaming it on that, but I remember that. It's been a turning point for that team with the Suns. It just seemed like ever since that time when they played the Clippers or whatever that was, that I don't remember the Suns playing good again. And at the beginning of the season, I think we all had the Suns at the top of the hill other than Denver. And we was expecting them to be playing Denver to come out of the West. And now it seems like they're in a play-in. At best, and that's just not cool. It's really not. What do you think, Killa, about this Suns team? Do you think they're underachieving?
I'm not going to say for the reasons you're saying, but definitely. Look, I just said that before we went to break. Like, excuse me. Before the season started, I thought it was going to be neck and neck with Denver. Pause on that. Denver and the Phoenix Suns. I said, Bradley Beal? Like, Bradley Beal to that. Because, man, look, we went to a game last year. You know, it just looked like Denver just wanted it more than the rest of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is, like, I was thinking, damn, this would be dope because Bradley Beal been the man. No, Bradley Beal has 60-point nights a couple times, 50s a few times. So this might be a layup for him because as well as we see James Harden adapt to whatever team he goes to, James Harden, he plays well on OKC. He's the man on Houston. He goes to Brooklyn for a few minutes, does what he has to do there. When he gets to Philadelphia, he's the assist leader. None of these are translating into championships, but I'm just saying, he's one of them players that make it seem like it's super easy to just go to a team and fit in, pause.
Yeah.
And it's just not the case for everybody.
Yeah.
And Bradley Beal started off the season been hurt a few times during the season. I don't even know if it's 25 games all three of them played together yet this season. I could be wrong, but I'm not sure. Talking about Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant. So, underachieving, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. From what I thought at the beginning of the season, absolutely. That is a great word to use, underachievement.
Yeah, because this seemed like it was a foregone conclusion that the Suns were going to be unstoppable with these three on the perimeter. So, you know, with basketball, a lot of times when things happen on an NBA team, people say they're hurt, people say all kind of things. And I'm not here to speculate, but I know the NBA has an amazing way of covering up problems. I remember we was talking about one of the players from the Wizards that just – I'm not the Wizards, the Warriors that kept going home. And we didn't know what it was, but this person just kept not being available to play. And when you look at this Suns team, they better win. They better win because I think it starts putting too much pressure on – Kevin Durant, like how many pieces do you need on a team to get some wins? They got to get some wins for real. We didn't even mention Bol Bol. They got too much talent on that team to be in a play-in.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you know, KD's my guy, and he got a few years left. And we sit there and think about it, like, KD 35, man. He's 35 years old, so they window is short with Kevin Durant. And not saying KD can't play. I'm not retiring them early or anything. I'm just talking about from the past what we've been seeing. You know, LeBron James is taking it to new precedents as far as age is concerned. But, you know, a lot of players that me and Mace looked up to when we grew up, you know, because of nutrition, because of science, because of medicine, et cetera, players are having longevity. But, you know, Isaiah Thomas, one of our favorites, not the one on Phoenix. He retired at 33 years old.
Yeah.
A lot of players were retiring at 34, 33, 32, 35 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, it's phenomenal what these players are still doing at their age. Mm-hmm. But it's got to be a cap sooner than later.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's discuss the Bucks versus the Celtics. So the Bucks beat the Celtics 104-91. This game had the lowest free throw attempts, which was 2, since 1983. And Boston became the first team in NBA history to attempt 0 free throws in a game. So 1, what do you guys think about that stat? And then 2, what do you guys think about both teams overall right now, the Celtics and the Bucks?
Well, to have no free throws is either the refs or nobody's playing defense. This is what this screams to me, that there really wasn't no defense, because there's absolutely no way with that kind of talent that when you think of that they're not getting calls or there being any fouls, because you think of Jaylen Brown, you think of Tatum, these are people who slash and go to the basket. So if they're slashing and going to the basket, did not get any fouls. And Giannis was out of the game with a calf injury. So that's even the more why Jaylen will be attacking the basket. And I think they're not getting any calls. This is crazy. This is absolutely, it makes no sense. It screams out no defense. That if I was a coach, that's what I would be saying. How is it that nobody went to the free throw line? Are we letting everybody just get layups if they beat us off the dribble? Nah, we're sending them to the line. And I'm looking at it right now. He only had one free throw. Giannis only had one. He had one of the free throws.
Yeah, because there's two.
Yeah, this is either bad refereeing or no defense.
I'm gonna go with the refs had something to do with this, B.
Yeah.
Because if it was on one end of the floor, I would be jacking it. Pause. But one team shoot one free throw apiece. That's one of them shits the refs was like, nah, y'all said let them play, right?
Yeah, let them play. Play.
That's what y'all told us. Nah, y'all said let them play, right? Now, Boston, who lost this game, I know they're going to sit there and have a problem with this and say, go show the league office a bunch of videotapes, et cetera. And I really don't know what to say, because, you know, I didn't see this game. I was watching a couple other games, but this is one of the games I missed.
Yeah, but I know you missed this because Pat Bev had 20 and 10.
Ooh. Pat must have got some ass last night.
Yeah. Pat Bev had 20 and 10, and they won by like 40. No, they won by 13. I'm bugging. But Pat Bev had 20 and 10.
Yeah, this was his night of the season. You know, Pat get a few of them nights a year. So shout out to Pat Bev, but yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I was saving that. I was saving that. Yo, Pat had 20 and 10.
I ain't going front. I would have to really watch the game. I think the biggest thing out of this whole situation is worrying about Giannis. Because when Giannis got hurt, nobody was near him. He's walking up the court and he fell. And I know they saying this calf, but that Achilles, that was one of them. No one, no, it wasn't a basketball player, nothing. Then he's walking up the court and just fell on the floor. That just happened to Sin. I just seen that live action.
Yeah.
So he's going to get his calves tested tomorrow, but his Achilles also. And if it's Achilles, oh my God, this is the most, this is could be nothing worse for the Milwaukee Bucks. This is the most, this would be the worst time. And I know Damian Lillard would be sick.
Yeah. And this is the first time they started Pat Bev.
Yeah, Pat gonna be like, see?
Yeah. I need to be starting.
This is what happens when I start. Yeah. this is what happens when I start.
Okay. So now let's discuss the Warriors versus the Lakers. The Warriors beat the Lakers 134-120. So one, what do you guys think of the Warriors win? And then who should be more worried, the Lakers or the Warriors?
I'm going to let Killer go first. These are both of his team. The numbers look great just by first glance. The numbers look great for the Golden State.
Be worried about what?
Like, who should be more worried? Like, who do you think has a better core right now, the Lakers or the Warriors?
I would say the Lakers, but the way the Warriors been playing the last week or so, Klay looked like he caught some rhythm. And I know one game he missed a buzzer beater, but looking at the – I've seen like 3-4 games in the last week and a half for Klay Thompson. And he looks good, and that's the – and you could tell that's the difference on the Golden State Warriors. When Klay does good, the Golden State Warriors do good. Like tonight, you know, it's just so fucked up because we barely could like judge it because – I watched the game. LeBron just went bully on niggas. Like, I'm sick of this shit. I'm going to just show niggas I'm stronger than niggas. And bully most of his 33 points that he had. But Anthony Davis didn't play. He said he was nauseous and had a fever. So he didn't play. How are we going to get a gauge on any of this shit if niggas don't be playing? Yeah, so when you say more worried, I'm going to say more worried.
The Lakers.
Because for the Lakers, if Anthony Davis isn't playing because he's nauseous.
Yeah, the tapeworm. Pause.
Yeah, like, bruh. I just feel bad for LeBron because the inconsistency around him is ridiculous. The inconsistency around Steph Curry this season is ridiculous. So if I got to pick, I'm worried for both of them, both organizations. But if I had to pick one, I would say the Lakers.
Yeah, and I mean, thinking about it, I'm worried about the Lakers. But the rate that LeBron is playing at is nothing short of phenomenal, for real. To think at 40 years old, he's getting 33-11-7. That's crazy. No, for real. Thinking about the people who are 40. It's niggas who can't get 40 in their 20s. But he's getting 33-11-7 at this age is amazing.
Okay. And then the Clippers beat the Suns 105-92. This was without James Harden and Kawhi Leonard. What do you guys think about the Clippers season so far, one? And then how are we feeling about the Suns?
Well, we kind of said what we're thinking about the Suns.
Yeah.
But when I think about the Clippers, if they're winning without Kawhi and James Harden, I mean, this just lets you know that there's a real GOAT on the team, Paul George. That's all this is telling us. This theme of GOAT is creeping up on us, for real. To think that he beat them by himself is a good sign. It's a great sign. I think they're doing their classical low management, or what is it called? Is it pause? Low or load?
Load.
Oh my goodness. But they're definitely working at to make sure that they're rested for when it's time to play. And I hope it works out for them, because it would be an amazing thing to see the Clippers win. If they can go to at least the Western Finals. I don't think they're going past that, but it would be good to see them there.
Yeah, as far as, well, I'll talk about Phoenix in a minute, but this more to me is about Russell Westbrook. Because Paul George definitely didn't do this by himself. Russell Westbrook had 16 points, 15 rebounds, and 15 assists. So Russ is just reminding us, when I don't act like I don't average a triple double when I start and when it's just me and one other nigga.
Yeah.
You know, I'm playing my position. I'm really just playing my position. But when it's only one superstar available, this is what I do. 16, 15, and 15 on the Suns, and then you already know how you feel about KD. This goes to show that the Clippers have a lot of weapons and they just have to be used right.
Yeah.
If they're used right when Kawhi and James Harden come back, they could be really dangerous, because this is nothing short of amazing. Of course, the GOAT, you're right, Paul George did his thing, but 16, 15, and 15, come on.
Yeah, that's not
beasting still.
It's because he's playing against KD, though. That he always go crazy against KD. He hates KD.
Yeah, so that was phenomenal. But yeah, this is very, very concerning. Very, very concerning for the Phoenix Suns. And the reason I say that is because they are in a fight to stay in the the playoffs and not the play-in. They're in a fight right now. So every game counts. They can't afford to lose games because they are going to be in the play-in. And that's just the way it is. So for that, this worries me about their organization, like we was talking about earlier. We sat there yesterday. They were in the playoffs. They lose tonight. They're not in the playoffs. They're in the play-in. So with them knowing that, we know that. So you know they know that. With them knowing that and they're not winning the games, something's going on. And I don't know what – I can't put my finger on it. I have no idea. But at the end of the day, Phoenix losing games and you're in the playoffs one day and the playoff and you're not the next, this speaks loudly. This is a game you go and saying, okay, Kawhi isn't playing, James Harden isn't playing, we need this W, and you don't get it. I don't know what's going on over there.
Do you think that, because this is what I'm thinking when I'm looking at them, it seems like people are losing or winning to try to escape playing Denver. It's like people trying to work around that.
See, the thing, I would agree with you, Murder, on that, but the whole problem is, you don't know who's getting the 1, 2, and 3 seed right now. That's a fight right now. This is going down to for the people that's not paying attention to the NBA, that does like the NBA, this is really thrilling and really dope what's happening towards the end of the season, because right now, we don't know who's going to finish to get in the playoffs in the Western Conference, and we don't know who's going to finish 1, 2, or 3. It could be Denver, it could be Minnesota, it could be OKC. But right now, to your logic, Mason, I would agree with you, but you sit there and be like, all right, I'm trying to avoid the 1 seed and fuck around. Denver end up in the 3 seed, and then you still got to play them.
Yeah. I think, honestly, you know what I mean? It definitely looks like that's what people are doing, because they probably are thinking, well, we'll have a better chance at beating OKC than we'll have beating Denver. And I think people are starting to zoom in on that. Or looking at the health of Minnesota and saying maybe we prefer to play them if somebody is not healthy on that team, and people are acting accordingly. I would be a novice to think that people don't pay attention to that. I know they're definitely looking into that, because to be looking at a season thinking you're going to be in the finals, and the person you think you're playing in the finals, you end up playing the first round, is crazy.
Conference finals.
Yeah, conference finals. I apologize.
Yeah. No, I'm just letting the audience know.
Yeah.
But yeah, and if you think you ducking Minnesota, Carl Anthony Towns just got cleared for full contact practice, which means he's going to be there for the playoffs. So if you're thinking they're not going to get stronger, definitely inside pause. I think Minnesota, to me, may have the best chance at Denver currently. Mm-hmm. I have to see how they answer the bell in the first round of the playoffs, how they look, if they look strong, you know, if they look nervous, if they look like a new group. I want to see them in the first round of the playoffs. But we all know that nobody could fuck with the Joker, but you got two niggas.
Yeah, they could double team.
You got the 2024 version of the Twin Towers. And I know, before anybody go crazy or some 9/11 shit, before 9/11,
yeah,
the King Ralph Sampson, and they used to be called the Twin Towers. So that's what I'm referring to. Ralph Sampson was like 7'4", and the King was 7 feet.
Yeah.
But essentially, you have a new version of that. And I don't know if that's going to be enough to stop Denver, but shit, if you're talking about big man pause, that's the best option you have on the West Coast right now.
Yeah, I think that team, if Mike Conley plays well, that's a hard team to beat because they got two, they got a solid player in every position. So if Mike Conley come to play, that's a team I could see them changing that program around.
And then I also got to ask concerning the game. So in the Clippers versus Suns game, in the first quarter with 1:55 left, the score was Clippers 35, Suns 4. So the Suns only scored 4 points in like first couple minutes. What do you guys think of the lack of scoring when you have KD and Devin Booker actually playing in the game?
All I think is weed is legal. That's the first thing came to my mind. Weed must be legal. You could get a contact, you know. Something is going on in Phoenix we don't know yet, and it's not good. I don't know where it's coming from. I wish them well. They got a lot of my favorite players on that team, but I have to be honest. Something is going on that we don't know about, and I'm not going to be surprised when it come out because that's the only way you can justify what's going on with this much talent being on one team. You got KD, you got Booker, you got Eric Gordon, you got Bol Bol, you got Bradley Beal, you got Isaiah Thomas. The list goes on. The list goes on. There's something going on with that team. Because it's not just they didn't begin to gel yet because you would see sparks of it. It's like they're really underachieving because you don't see the determination there. Like, we're going to turn it on when we get there. I don't even see that. It's like, whatever.
Yeah, I'm glad you point that stat out, stat, because I didn't know that. To me, them niggas may have mentally checked out.
Yeah.
Pardon me. They may have mentally checked out. If you're getting down 35-4 in the first quarter, you may have mentally checked out this season. Mace is right. I don't know what's going on and what's happening behind the scenes. And if something does come out, he's right. I wouldn't be surprised either. But this is something that spells, this is mental. This has nothing to do with basketball skill. Yeah. When you let somebody get up 35-4 in the NBA, you mentally checked out. So it may be the locker room, maybe a nigga fucking nigga bitch, and maybe somebody said something behind somebody back that they found out about. But mentally, it sounds like they're not on the same page. You don't get down like 35-4. And what I would like to know is how many timeouts was called in that run. Did Frank Vogel step in and be like, you know what, we wildin', hold up. And then when it was 20-2, did you call a timeout? Was it when it was 28-3 or 4? Did you call a timeout? How long did you wait to call a timeout? Or did you just let it ride out? Like I said, I didn't see this game. I just seen highlights. But just to know that, it seems like they mentally checked out. I'm not sure. Just my opinion.
Yeah, this seems like a team that even our one of our colleagues, Mark Jackson, would be great at coaching. He would do great at coaching that team. Frank Vogel, I don't know. I don't think that's the right fit. Pause. I'm going to go on the record right now because I wouldn't have put him on that team. That was the wrong team to be coaching. When you get those kind of players, you need somebody that can structure offense and somebody that's going to come in that they're going to want to play for and they're going to want to win for. Playing for a coach is different than winning for a coach. And not every coach can motivate you to want to win for him, you know?
And then just so you guys know what the discussions are right now, people are saying, if you guys remember how the solar eclipse just passed a few days ago, maybe like one or two, saying since the solar eclipse happened, the suns have been falling off. So like, I don't know, people truly are like, all right, it was a joke at first, but like, since the sun started sunning, the suns have not been sunning. So yes,
the internet is undefeated.
Definitely is.
Since the eclipse.
What is being said? I had to throw it out there. But on that note, that is all the time that we have for today. Thanks for watching. And as always, it is what it is. Two big necks, like when they doing them 2 for 5.